This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Lock In, a novel. Written by John Scalzi, narrated by Will Wheaton.
Hayden Syndrome. Hayden Syndrome is the name given to a set of continuing physical and mental conditions and disabilities initially brought on by the Great Flu, the influenza-like global pandemic that resulted in the deaths of more than 400 million people worldwide, either through the initial flu-like symptoms, the secondary stage of meningitis-like cerebral and spinal inflammation, or through complications arising due to the third stage of the disease, which typically caused complete paralysis of the voluntary nervous system, resulting in lock-in for its victims. Hayden Syndrome is named for Margaret Hayden, the former First Lady of the United States of America, who became the syndrome's most visible victim. The physical origin of the Great Flu is unknown, but it was first diagnosed in London, England, with additional diagnoses occurring in New York, Toronto, Amsterdam, Tokyo, and Beijing almost immediately thereafter. A long incubation period before visible symptoms allowed for wide dispersal of the virus before its detection. As a result, more than 2.75 billion people worldwide were infected during the disease's initial wave. The disease's progression exhibited differently in each individual, depending on several factors, including personal health, age, genetic makeup, and relative environmental hygiene. The first flu-like stage was the most prevalent and serious, causing more than 75% of the overall deaths associated with Hayden's. However, a similar percentage of the affected presented only the first stage of the syndrome. A second stage of the syndrome, which affected the rest, superficially resembled viral meningitis and additionally caused deep and persistent changes in the brain structure of some of its victims. While affecting fewer people, the second stage of Hayden's featured a higher mortality rate per capita. Most who survived the second stage of Hayden's suffered no long-term physical or mental disabilities, but a significant number, more than 1% of those initially affected by the Great Flu, suffered from lock-in. An additional 0.25% experienced damage to their mental capabilities due to changes in their brain structure, but no degradation of physical ability. An even smaller number, not more than 100,000 people worldwide, experienced no physical or mental declines, despite significant changes in their brain structure. Some of those in this latter category would go on to become integrators. In the United States, 4.35 million of the nation's citizens and residents experienced lock-in due to the Great Flu, with other developed nations having a similar percentage of citizens locked in. This prompted the United States and its allies to fund the $3 trillion Hayden Research Initiative Act, a moonshot program designed to rapidly increase understanding of brain function and speed to market programs and prostheses that would allow those affected with Hayden's to participate in society. As a result of the HRIA, innovations such as the first embedded neural nets, personal transports, and the Hayden-only online space known as the Agora came into being within 24 months of the act being signed by President Benjamin Hayden. Although the HRIA led to significant new understanding of brain development and structure and prompted the development of several new industries catering to Hayden's affected individuals, over time, many people complained that Hayden's related research was over-prioritized and that the intense focus on Hayden sufferers, known as Haydens, had created a government-subsidized class that, despite their locked-in status, nevertheless had several competitive advantages over the population at large. This led to United States Senators David Abrams and Vonda Kettering sponsoring a bill to cut subsidies and programs for Hayden's, tied to a significant tax cut. The Abrams-Kettering bill was initially defeated, but was presented again with changes and passed both houses of Congress by bare majorities. Despite significant research into the virus that causes Hayden's syndrome and the development of social hygiene programs to minimize its spread, there is still no reliable vaccine for the disease. Up to 20 million people are infected worldwide each year, and in the United States, between 15,000 and 45,000 people suffer from lock-in annually. While a vaccine eludes researchers, some progress has been made in after-infection treatment, including promising new therapies for rewiring the voluntary nervous system. These therapies are currently in animal trials. Hayden Syndrome article on highschoolcheatsheet.com.